Sophomore, how you doing, Josh?
Good, how are you, Bill?
Hey, very good. This will be your second trip down to state in as many years on varsity. So how did your year go for you? Stay healthy, good year for you?
Yeah, I'd say I had a pretty good year. I had a few rough races earlier in the season, but as the season went on, I was able to get a few good races and a nice PR. So
yeah, all-conference honorable mention. What about the race there in Phillips? You guys, as sectionals, you're becoming pretty familiar with that course. What did you think of the day on this past Saturday?
It's always nice to have a home race this late in the season, especially having it to be sectionals. It's a tough course, but you know, luckily we were able to make it, and it's always fun. So
yeah, so down to Rapids, you know the course now. You ran it once already. What do you think of that course down there?
It's tough, but it's going to be fun. We're going to race some really good competition, and hopefully we can represent Phillips well.
Yeah, and right there, and hoping to bring a trophy home, right? Is that the team goal?
For sure.
Yeah. Yep. Awesome. Favorite memory, best memory from this year, Josh? What would you say as you look back?
I would say probably the night race when we beat Prentice Rib Lake and beat some other good teams down there. So
yeah, very cool. All right, Halloween, what's your number one candy there, Josh?
I'm going to go with a Kit Kat.
Kit Kat, I love that too. All right, let's get the Wheel of Mistreatment spinning here and see what you're actually going to get. The Halloween gods say that you're going to get a popcorn ball. It may be a little outdated, maybe a little stale, but it is a popcorn ball. So, all right.
I'm sure there's worse things I could get.
That's right, Josh. Oh, there's worse coming, believe me. All right, Josh. Good talking to you. Good to see you. Let's get Finn in here. Finn McArdle, who is a sophomore. Finn, how we doing there?
Pretty good. You?
Good. So talk about that sectional race down there and how you feel coming out of that, Finn.
I feel pretty good. I feel like I ran pretty well. I kind of shocked myself there, and hope that I can do that at state. And yeah.
Yeah. So you were an alternate last year, and you'll be running this year. So you have seen the course before. Do you plan mentally differently depending on what course you're running, or are you just getting ready to run?
I don't know. I just kind of run.
That's a good philosophy to have. Just kind of run. Yeah. Memory from this year, Finn. Well, what's your top memory?
Night race. That was fun.
The night race was pretty cool. All right. Very good. Candy, Finn. What are you doing for Halloween? What's your number one candy for Halloween, Finn?
Starburst.
Starburst. Really? Okay. Let's spin the Wheel of Mistreatment here and see what we got here for you. Looks like we got all those hard candy mints that Grandma has in the dish out on the counter out there. So you're going to get a little bag of those. Well, that's not bad, right?
Not bad, yeah.
Could be worse. All right, Finn. Thank you, Finn. Nick, let's get Nick in here. Nick Pesco. How you doing, Nick?
Good. How about you?
All right. We're talking with the Phillips Cross Country team, who has qualified for state running this Saturday. Kind of been up there, kind of the number two runner of the year. So So talk about your sophomore year. Nick, was it a strong year for you?
It was. I would say it was a strong year. I definitely improved from last year, and I'm excited to go run state.
Yeah, second team all-conference is what you were able to attain. So as you head down to Wisconsin Rapids, what's the mindset going into there as an individual and as a team too?
For individual, I think it's just to go down there and have a good race and just to do my part and hope that the rest of my team does their part, and I trust them to be able to do what they need to do so we can go down there and win.
All right. Cross country is a pretty hard sport to train for, isn't it? You guys work pretty hard. Tell us some of the hardest moments of training during the year. What's that for you, Nick?
Definitely, like when we're doing workouts, like the last couple of reps when you're just tired and you want to quit, but you know you have to keep going. Just having the mindset of being like, I got to just finish this is definitely tough.
Yeah, and that's where the team comes in, right? The team concept, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Nick. Your memory, top memory from this year, Nick, what would you say?
Running at the night race, because that's where I ran my PR.
Night race. I think we need to set up more night races. That sounds like everybody liked that. That's pretty cool. Nick, Halloween candy. What's your number one Halloween candy, Nick?
I definitely like popcorn balls.
You do like popcorn balls. Well, good thing you feel insulted that we put that on the wheel of mistreatment. Here we go. So let's spin the wheel and see what you're going to get. It's not going to be a popcorn ball. It's going to be pixie sticks. Oh, that's kind of that. You know what pixie sticks are?
Yeah,
that powdery stuff. Yeah, that's still all right. It's still sugary. Nick, congrats on a great year. Good luck to you at State.
Thank you.
We have Spencer Henney with us. Spencer is a senior. How you doing, Spencer?
Pretty good.
All right. You're a wily veteran of this squad here, running in your third straight meet. Can you believe it's coming to an end here as a senior?
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes pretty fast. And we're looking to go out with a bang, right, Spencer?
Yes.
Yeah, so this must have been a special year for you, not only being a senior, but having your team be one of the top teams in the state. Was it a little special for you this year?
Yeah, with the competition and the team, it was good for each other.
Yeah. Talk about your year. What comes to mind as a top memory for you this season, Spencer?
I like the night race, too.
Man, that night race. Where was the night race again? What city was that in?
Marshfield.
In Marshfield, okay. All right, like the night run. And as a senior, this is you've been down there three times already, is that right? Or twice. Yeah. This is your third time.
I ran twice and was an alternate once.
Sure. So what's that course like? What are you looking at for that course in Rapids?
You got to attack the hills and use the downhills to your advantage.
All right. So attack the hills. You mean you're like a spelunk? I mean, what do you mean by attack the hills?
Just go as fast as you can.
Climb it like you mean it, like you own it, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Spencer. What's your favorite Halloween candy, Spencer?
Twix.
Twix. I like that. All right, let's spin the wheel of mistreatment here to see what Spencer's going to get. Looks like we got an apple for you. That's not all bad. I mean, it's good, nutritious, but it's not chocolate. The dreaded apple. Yeah. All right, Spencer. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it very much. Evan Johnson, who is a senior, also. How you doing, Evan?
I'm great, Joel. How are you?
All right. You've been right there in the top five all year. Your second state meet. So talk about your senior year. You made all conference.
That was a big highlight of it. Came into summer training injured, had to fight through that, but able to make out of it with a lot less training, do a lot better still, and just seeing that improvement through everything is really just all I needed.
Yes. So when you have that injury early, does that just kind of put you in catch-up mode for a lot of the year, or what does it do for your season?
Honestly, not really, because you already know what you're capable of going into it, and okay. You know that if you still work, you're still going to improve.
All right, and you're 100%, your peak where you need to be right now?
Exactly.
All right, what about that rivalry with Rib Lake Prentice? Not only locally, but now you go to state, and you, Rib Lake Prentice, Marathon, there will be others there too. That's kind of unique to have some runners right in your own backyard that you'll be battling for a state title, right?
I mean, it's definitely fun, and we know what we're capable of. We've raced them at small meets, big meets, and we know what we need to do.
All right, fantastic. What's your top memory from this year or your running career there, Evan?
Ooh, top memory this year? That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Probably teaching Logie everything he needs to know.
We'll get Logan's side of that here in just a second. All right, so Evan, what's your number one Halloween candy there, Evan?
Probably Reese's Pieces or the Lifesaver gummies.
Oh, Reese's Pieces. Yeah, I forgot about those. The Wheel of Mistreatment. Here we go. Let's see what your Wheel of Mistreatment is going to get you. Looks like, hot tamales. Those are
gross.
I know, exactly. I'm right with you there. Sorry about that. Have a great time down there, Evan. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Let's get Logan in here. Logan Sokolowski, who is the stand-up comedian of the group. Is that right, Logan?
Hello, yep, that's me.
That's me. You are a senior also, and consistently in the top five all year, had some all-conference honors, second team. So what about that sectional on Saturday? 1 point short behind Rib Lake Prentice, but what was it like running on Saturday there at your home course?
Just like Josh said, it was good to have the home court, or good to have the sectional course at home. kind of like with our advantage, and it is a tough course. My race went okay. It could have went better, but it could have went a lot worse. So I'm happy with our race, and I'm happy that we were able to get in that top two to qualify for state.
Yeah, exactly. And what's a memory for you, maybe from this year or your whole running career, Logan, that really stands out for you?
I got to just say, probably the night races, be just like everyone else on the pass. The night race every year is just so fun. The atmosphere is amazing. It's so fast, and we've been able to win that one a few years in a row. So I got to say the night race.
What is it about the night race that's so special? Just a different atmosphere, or what is it?
Yeah, I'd say probably a different atmosphere. Running at night's cool, and it is a fast course, like I said. So there's some PRs being able to be given out there. So
yeah,
that's why I like the night race.
All right, Logan, third state meet, quite an accomplishment for you. Logan, what's your number one Halloween treat? What are you going to be taking down here?
I'm going to say Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch. Like all right. I don't think that's on the wheel of mistreatment. Let's see what we got here. Logan, you're going to get a bag of Circus Peanuts. Okay.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, you like those, huh? See, I did too. The first two are always good, and then after that, it's like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, so, yeah, I agree.
Logan, congrats on a great career. Thanks for joining us.
Yep.
And we got
Joel, real quick.
Yeah.
We got, in addition to being quite the comedian, Logan loves trivia.
Okay.
He's always loved trivia. If you recall from last year, you know, we lined some dates up, and he had to kind of put them in the correct order.
Okay.
So we came up with some events here that kind of happened in the last couple, 3 weeks, or else they or else they're going to occur here in the next few days. So
okay.
So Logan, the question is for you here, buddy. name these four events as they occurred or will occur this year, 2025. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. The WIAA State Cross Country Meet.
Okay.
Brett Favre's birthday. Halloween. Or the WIAA Cross Country Sectional Meet.
Oh, boy. This is hard.
All right. Those are all pretty close together.
They are.
I think Brett Favre's birthday should be October 10th, so starting with that. And then second, I think, was the sectional meet, October 25th. And then third should be Halloween, October 31st, and state, November 1st.
All right. There you go. Right. Nice. It sounds,
don't underestimate me.
Sounds like it was a surprise to your team that you got that.
A little bit.
Well, you knew Brett Favre's birthday. I'll give you credit on that, Logan. All right. Thanks for joining us, Logan. Appreciate it. Gavin Esterholm, let's get in here. Gavin, how you doing?
Real well.
Hey, we had a chance to chat with you on Saturday a little bit. You had a chance to set the course meet out there on your final meet on the home Phillips course, and that must have been a very special day for you out there Saturday.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice to bring the record back to someone in the community or even the area, because previously it was held by a Grantsburg runner, which...
We don't need that. Yeah.
When Coach and I had discussed that, I'm like, yeah, I want to go for that.
So you got the middle school and the high school record now out there on the course. Talk about the camaraderie of this team, Gavin. You've been the number one runner all year, but that's very important to the success of a team, is what happens away from the running, right?
Yeah, it's good. We have became very good friends, and I mean, bonded well. Sometimes there's a little bit of, you know, beef and stuff that happens, but we get over it, and it's made for a good time, you know.
Well, it's your first team all-conference, the fourth time you have earned this award, so that's very special. Let's talk about an individual goal, first of all, for state. What are you looking at to wrap up your senior year here?
After last year, I just want to come through and feel good about my race after the fact and finish well, if that's, you know, in the top five or winning it, whatever that may be, it'd be really nice. And then to have the team, you know, following behind, that would be really awesome.
And this must have been a very special year to have your team rated as one of the top two or three teams in the state. When you go to meets, people kind of know that. It must have kind of been a special feel for you this year.
Yeah, it's been building since my freshman year, and it's, I mean, I'm very happy to see how it's turned out this year.
Yeah, what a great way to wind down the career. What's your greatest memory of your running career, would you say, Kevin?
Well,
a lot of them.
last weekend after sectionals, we had a little get-together, and every year after sectionals, we go and get the coaches' houses with toilet paper. And I wrapped Coach O's power pole and fire number up pretty well. And then I left before everybody else did, and I drove my car and ended up right in his front lawn. That was pretty funny. The whole team was looking at me like I was crazy, and I was just laughing. And then Logie got in and we left.
All right. Sounds like a great time. Those are the memories you take with you for the rest of your life, no doubt. All right, Gavin, what's your number one Halloween candy?
I've said it before, but the Reese's Pumpkins.
The Reese's Pumpkins. Okay, let's spin the wheel of misfortune and see what we're going to get for you here. It looks like we got a can of tuna that somebody they ran out of candy, I guess, and you just get a can of tuna.
Yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah, I've gotten sardines before, but never tuna.
All right, there you go. Appropriate then. Thing. Gavin, congrats on a great career. Congrats to you and the boys, okay?
Thank you.
All right, and Coach Olson, just a final wrap-up on the boys' side, and then we're going to come back and talk girls. But this is a very special team this year. What a special year having Rib Lake Prentice, yourself, Marathon, all from the same conference, 1, 2, 3 in the state. This is going to be a historic battle for a trophy on Saturday.
It's not going to be easy, that's for sure. And you pretty much said it, and that's how I've been describing it with these boys, is that it's going to be a battle. I mean, we're going to have to fight for every single place. Nobody's going to hand us either of those trophies. Whatever happens, we're going to have to fight and get one of those things, because we saw it at the conference meet. The top three teams in the state on the boys' side finishing within 5 points of each other. So right. Everybody wants it, and everybody's going to give everybody else their best shot. And, you just got to go out there and fight.
Yeah. Talk about who helps you out there coaching-wise, because I don't want to forget that today. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, assistant coach is Kirsten Gabe. We've been coaching together since 2017. And this is our 10th and 11th squads that we've taken the state together, so that's kind of a special thing. And then Kirsten's husband Nick is the head middle school coach, and the assistant middle school coach is Emily Nearson, and they just keep bringing up those middle school runners and feeding them to the high school program, and things are just kind of going in the right direction right now. And couldn't be more pleased with what they're doing.
Yeah, I heard rumors you've got some pretty good middle schoolers coming in there too. So, before we get to the girls, I want to get your number one Halloween candy, Coach, before we get into the girls here.
Oh, my number one Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Let's see. The kids would probably tell you it's watered down Gatorade, but I'll go with Reese's peanut butter cups.
All right, let's spin the wheel of mistreatment here and see what Coach Olson's actually going to get. Oh, looks like, you got the same one that Coach Regeer got yesterday, and that is a solid milk chocolate trophy. And I'm not sure what the color is yet on it, but there's a state tournament trophy made out of solid milk chocolate that's in your future. I got that. All right. How about that?
It sounds good.
All right. We'll see what color it is this Saturday. All right, Coach, we're going to get back with you in just a moment. We're going to get the girls on here in just a second. So hold on, and we'll talk with the Phillips girls cross-country qualifiers as we jump into the McKay and the Midday show here. I'll come in just a moment here.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says he has made deals with China after meeting Chinese leader Xi Jinping on the final day of his trip to Asia. The president says the U.S. will lower tariffs implemented this year as punishment for the sale of chemicals used to make fentanyl from 20% to 10%. China has also agreed to buy 25 million metric tons of soybeans from U.S. farmers every year for the next 3 years. The government showdown back in Washington on day 30 on Capitol Hill, some frayed nerves.
John Thune, the top Republican in the Senate, shouting at Democrats as he blocked a bill that would fund SNAP food assistance during the shutdown. Instead, Thune calling on Democrats to vote to reopen the government. 42 million Americans will lose SNAP funding when it runs out.
ABC's Jay O'Brien at the Capitol. Violent attacks carried out by a militant group in Sudan. Hundreds of people killed when the group targeted a hospital in the city of El Fasher. The bodies laid out on the streets after the attack. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Areas of clouds for the afternoon and highs in the upper 40s. A light northwest wind. Clouds tonight, upper 20s. Your Halloween forecast could start off with a few snowflakes. Some rain showers, though, for the afternoon. Mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid-40s. Currently 29 degrees.
ABC Home Expert is your one-stop shop for all your home remodeling needs. Located at 500 Birch Street in Park Falls in the former Wakefield Chiropractic Building, they make transforming your home simple and stress-free, offering free quotes, 3D designs, quality materials, and expert advice, from cabinets to countertops to flooring and more. You can expect dependable contractors, on-time completion, and lasting results. Call 715-890-8088 or stop by their showroom today. From design to done, it's as easy as ABC.
Big G, known for his big appetite and size 15 shoes, says there's no better place to eat this season than Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. Open Wednesday through Saturday at 3:30, serving until 8 Wednesday and Friday and 9 on Saturday. Wednesday, buy one pizza, get the second half off. Thursday, crab leg feast with soup and salad bar. Friday, the famous fish fry. Saturday, barbecue pork bellies and prime rib. Delivery Friday and Saturday, 4 to 8. Cabin stays at lenasnorthernpines.net. Plus, visit Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard, we're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, new pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out a credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467, the number again is 762-2467.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
No matter where you are in life, we're here for you. Marshfield Clinic primary care teams offer the kind of care you need when and where you need it. Marshfield Clinic. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stay with us. We will get the Phillips Cross Country Girls team on in just a second here. Hold on. We're getting hooked up with them via Zoom and working around all their schedules there. So that's coming up in just a couple minutes here. More cross country chatter on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around. I wanna feel its sway, wanna feel its sway. put some feel good in my soul. Drank a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Want a little more right and a little less left. A little more right now, a little less what's next. Act like tomorrow's 10 years away. And just kick back and let the feelings flow. Drank a little drink, smoke a little smoke. I set my sails for a new direction, but the wind got in my way. I changed my course, but my definition of change just ain't the same. I'm gonna sit around here, stay away from there. I just don't care. I could get up, go get her back. Or maybe I'll just let her go. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Yeah.
Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think, think, think.
Are you kidding me? There ain't no better station than this.
98 Q Country.
I've been doing better. I hardly ever thank you lately. It ain't all sunshine when you cross my mind. I start missing you like crazy. I try to numb the pain, but there ain't no damn way. I end up in that place and I'm just one whiskey away. And I don't mind if I do drink up the nerve to show up at your house. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right now. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, 'cause I might still love you. You don't mind if I do. I almost quit drinking. For a while I quit thinking about you. I got a little sleep, but some nights I can't control it. Sometimes I give in because not having hard on me. But when I give in to that vice and pour another over ice, I don't mind if I do. Drink up the nerve and show up at your house. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right now. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, 'cause I might still love you. Hope you don't mind if I do. Need you to pick me up when I'm covered in that goodbye dust. You're the only thing to get me through. Well, I don't mind if you do. Drank a little too much and show up at my house. It'd be nice to hear the truth. Is it killing you not holding me right now? If falling into me is the only thing you think is gonna get you through, then I don't mind if you do.
All right, hold on. We will get to our Phillips girls cross country runners in just a second here. We're close. Thanks for your patience here. 98Q Country.
With the alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head, I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead, trying to recover from another wild week. Can. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. I gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now, and it sure is Monday. Got to the job site at a quarter past nine, and somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. And then I caught a little nap, stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head. Well, it sure is Monday, ain't it the truth? I partied hearty, now I'm paying my dues. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now, and it sure is Monday.
Mark Chestnut, 98Q Country. All right, we did it. We are ready to go. We're going to honor our cross-country athletes from Phillips who have been working hard all year and have qualified their team for state. And I think Coach Olson wants to jump back on us with here again. Coach, are you there?
Coach, I think he has to teach a class right now.
Okay, we'll let him go. All right, so let's go right into the runners there. Suzanne, if you want to go first, Suzanne Ludwig, we want to get you on there.
So actually, I'm going to start. I'm Trinity. I have to go take a test right away. So
okay.
I'm going to get this
done. All right, Trinity, we'll get you going here right away. Love Live Radio. How are we doing, Trinity?
I'm doing good. You?
All right. Sophomore runner on the team. Talk a little bit about how your season went for you individually, first of all.
I think my season went pretty well. I slowly improved as the season went on. I didn't expect to get as good a time as I did at this last meet, but I'm glad I did.
All right. And all-conference honorable mention. So this will be your first state meet down in Wisconsin Rapids. What's running through your mind as you prepare for that?
I'm a little stressed, hoping that we do good. But I'm also excited. I think we're going to do great.
All right. What was your best memory from this past season, Trinity?
Probably kind of similar to Gavin's. The sleepover we had after sectionals was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Was it a surprise that your team made it to state, or was that a goal at the beginning of the year?
No, it was definitely a goal. I think that we were pretty prepared for that.
Okay, fantastic. Great accomplishment for you and the team. Tell me your favorite Halloween candy, Trinity, before we head off to your test there. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Probably Twizzlers.
The Twizzlers. All right. Now we have the Wheel of Mistreatment here. So we're going to find out what you're actually going to get other than Twizzlers. Oh, boy. Oh, you got the Circus Peanuts, too. You like Circus Peanuts, Trinity?
I'm not a fan of peanuts, but it's not the worst thing you can get.
All right. Could be better. Good luck on your test there, Trinity. Thank you so much. We're running a little bit behind, so some of the kids got to get off to their classes. We'll just play it by ear. Who we got? Who's this?
You can be here. I'm Suzanne.
How you doing, Suzanne?
Good.
All right. You're an alternate for the team. You've been running cross country since way back when, right?
Sixth grade.
Talk about this year's team, because it's more about just the running. It's about the friendships and the memories, and talk about this year's team a little bit, Suzanne.
Well, we're all getting along pretty well this year. We've been having a lot of fun, and I'm ready to have some fun this Saturday.
All right. Now, Coach says that you were voted most likely to be a couple of minutes late to practice. What does that mean?
Ooh, well, people sometimes have to tell me that the time to get there is earlier than it is, so then they get their own time. So,
but you make up for that with your positive attitude and your smiling face, right?
Absolutely.
What would you look back, Suzanne, as a highlight of your career being a senior as you look back over the years?
I had a lot of fun at all the races. Probably just say having fun with the team and carving pumpkins.
Carving pumpkins. All right. I like that. So what is your number one Halloween candy, Suzanne?
I'd probably say Twix.
The Twix bar. All right. Let's see what the Wheel of Mistreatments is going to do for you here. A potato. They threw a potato in your... That's not good. That means they ran out of candy, right, Susan?
Yep.
All right. Congrats on a great career. Enjoy your time down at state with the team, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Let's just pass the mic and see who we got. Who's this?
I'm Fiona Huggard.
Hi, Fiona. How you doing?
Good.
Sophomore, first year running cross country, the coach told me that, right?
Yes.
All right. So talk about your year and how it went for your first year.
It was pretty good. I had, towards the end of the season, I had a lot of PRs, so that was really fun.
All right. So you, what made you decide to come out as a sophomore?
I guess I just wanted to start running, and I didn't really want to do any other sports.
Did you find out pretty good that, or pretty early that, hey, I'm not too bad at this. I'm pretty good, right?
No.
Yeah.
I still don't think I'm very good at running. But.
Well, you're part of a team going to state. Right. So what is your highlight of your year you've been out here?
Probably having people to run with.
All right.
Oh, and I won the JV conference race.
All right. That's a good accomplishment. And Coach says you've got one of the strongest kicks at the end. When you kick it in, you got one of the strongest. Is that right?
Yeah, my sister just tells me to start running faster. So
you should run faster earlier, huh? Those sisters will do that. Fiona, what is your favorite Halloween candy, Fiona?
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids, right? Okay. Let's see what the Wheel of Mistreatments has for you here today. Looks like we've got some sweet tarts for you. You all right with sweet tarts?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, you didn't sound very excited. Fiona, congrats on a good year. Enjoy state down there. Let's pass the mic over to, whoever doesn't have to go take a test, I guess. Who's this?
Addie Gabay.
How you doing, Addie?
I'm pretty good.
All right. Junior, and you've been running in that 4, 5, 6 slot all year, so talk about that state meet down there in Rapids, because you've been there already. What's it like down there?
I actually quite like that course. That has still my PR, still my best race that I've ever ran, so pretty excited to be there again.
What was it like to be there in 23? You guys were state runner-up, took a trophy home. What was that like for you?
That was a really, really cool experience. The best I've ever felt while racing, and I'm pretty excited to be there.
So that is your top memory, I'm sure, right? That would be that state race?
Yeah.
All right. Talk about what it takes, just for the average person listening who's never run cross country. What's it like training through the year? How difficult is that?
The running itself is not the hardest thing in my perspective. You really need to have a strong mental state to be able to push through all the hard things that you're trying to make your body do.
Right, exactly. All right, Addie, what is your favorite Halloween candy?
No, I got to say Reese's Pumpkins.
Reese's Pumpkin, that's good. The second Reese's Pumpkin reference. Let's spin the wheel of mistreatments here and see what the Halloween ghouls are going to give you. Looks like a bag of pretzels, all right? You all right? No, you good? No pretzels for you, Addie?
No, I like pretzels.
Oh, you do? Okay, you're all right. It's not chocolate. But, Addie, enjoy your time at state. Thank you so much. A few couple final runners here as we wind down our salute to our area cross-country runners here on 98Q. Who's this?
This is Lila.
How you doing, Lila?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, Lila Raymer, you're a freshman, right?
Yes.
All right. Second team all-conference. So when you came into this season as a freshman, is that something you thought would be achievable?
No, not really.
Yeah? Now, the coach tells me you're tough. What makes you tough out there?
Honestly, I have no idea why you put that on the paper.
And you show a lot of confidence as a freshman. So do you have a running history in your family, or are you the first in your family to run?
My dad ran track a bit, but he did more sprints, so.
Okay. So you get to run a state cross-country meet as a freshman. That doesn't happen to a whole lot of people. So what are you looking forward to down there?
I'm very excited to see all of the teams and to see how well we'll place and everything.
Yeah, yeah. And what's your number one memory from the year, Lila?
So I know everyone said the night race, but I really, really like the night race.
Yeah.
I had one of my hugest PRs there.
Nice.
And I really liked running in the dark because it was so cool out. The temperature was perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like that's a good one. All right. Number one Halloween candy.
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids. All right. Oh, you're not going to get that. Here's what you're going to get on the Wheel of Mistreatments. You're going to get 2 pennies. Somebody ran out of everything. They just started throwing money in there. So just 2 pennies is all you get, Lila. Sorry about that. Have a great time down at state. Let's pass the mic over, see who else we have here. Who's this?
Ruby McCormick.
How you doing, Ruby? Are you a little afraid of what the Wheel of Mistreatments is going to have for you?
Yeah. Yes, very.
All right. So third, you've been running right around that third runner most of the year, Coach said. Give us a recap of the season for your team. You were strong all year, but kind of recap, you know, how the team kind of progressed and how you got to state. Recap the year for us a little bit.
We definitely, oh gosh, I'm definitely proud of all of them. They all did their best. They all had such amazing races, and I'm proud of them all.
Yeah. What was the most memorable team? Yeah. What was a memorable team event for you? What do you sticks out as a time where you're really celebrating something special this year?
I'd say that sectional meet at home this year. During that race, it was great. We were running and we knew that we were going to go to state, but it was great. It was a great race.
First team all conference. So talk about that Wisconsin Rapids course. Do you like that course down there?
From what I remember, yes.
Yeah. A couple years ago, but yeah. But the atmosphere down there, Ruby, is just something else, isn't it? With all the people there and stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. It's a great atmosphere. Positive energy. It's great.
Oh, enjoy your time. You're a junior. And what's your favorite Halloween candy, Ruby?
The Reese's Pumpkins.
Reese's Pumpkins. I'm going to have to try those. I haven't done that before. All right. The Wheel of Mistreatments. All right, let's see what we got here for you. It looks like we got some of those hot tamales. Oh,
gosh.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah, all right. All right, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Let's see who else we have here. Who is this?
I'm Tana Henderson.
All right, Tana. Sophomore, first state meet for you. What's the highlight of the year for you as you look back at this past season?
I would say our sectionals meet at home. I got to run with Ruby, and we would, like, cheer each other on mid-race, and we'll, like, talk to each other.
Sure.
And, I don't know, I finished the race, and I just knew we made it to state, and it was a great feeling.
Yeah, so you didn't run cross-country in middle school. You joined in high school. So when did you decide, and why did you decide all of a sudden that cross-country was going to be your thing?
My brother joined his junior year in high school, and well, he wasn't the best, but he told me to give it a try, and I went to go watch him at the sectionals meet, and I saw the girls team and just how they supported each other. I was like, I really want a sport that, like, people actually support you and push you to do your best.
It's a wonderful atmosphere. So your first state meet down there in Rapids, what are the Wiley veterans telling you from the ones who were there a couple years ago, or what are you looking forward to down there?
I'm excited to run there, and to, like, everyone's running fast. So yes. I'm excited that everyone to push me, and I can hopefully run really good.
All right, Ruby. Favorite Halloween candy, Ruby, what do you got for us?
The Reese's Pumpkins.
Reese's Pumpkins again. Man, I'm missing out on those. The Wheel of Mistreatment says that Ruby gets Jawbreakers instead. So you all right with that? Yeah.
Not really.
Okay, not really. The Wheel of Mistreatment has treated you well then, Ruby. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. I believe we have a couple more yet, then we'll wrap up this coverage of our girls from Phillips Cross Country. Who's this?
I'm Leah Harper, and I'm the last one.
You are the last one, okay. And appropriately enough, you being a senior, you've been number one runner all year, winner of sectionals. So talk about the sectional race, first of all, and how competitive that was on right there on your home family course, right?
Yeah, definitely a competitive meet. I think we went into it knowing that we'd have a good chance making it, but just knowing that everybody's got to execute and do their part. But it was really fun out there.
Yeah, that the course right there, it's a family property there for your family. So how special is that for you to run a land and a course that you're familiar with, right?
That's super special to me, you know, running out there. I just want to soak it all in. And like most of my family's out there, you know, and our hunting cabs and that hunting cabin is out there and stuff. So just really all the memories out there, it's super special for me.
Yeah. What's something that stands out as a big memory? Of course, you were a member of the runner-up team back in 23. That has to be special. But what stands out as some other top memories for you?
Just getting to know these girls, you know, and they're my best friends. So all of the team stuff we do, TPing the coach's house and just hanging out and stuff, that is memories that hopefully I'll have with me for the rest of my life.
All right, Leah. What is your favorite Halloween candy, Leah?
I'm going to say the Nerds Gummy Clusters.
The Nerds Gummy Clusters. That sounds like a dentist's dream right there. All right. Here we go. The Wheel of Mistreatments for Leah. Because you won sectionals, you're going to get something really good. You're just going to get a solid chocolate bar. All right. So you get something good, Leah, because you're a senior. You're setting a great example. So no mistreatment for you, Leah, okay?
Very generous.
All right. Thank you, Leah. And I think we're going to get Coach Olson had to leave. Is that right?
He's back now. So, yeah, he's back. Can talk to him.
All right. Coach Olson, quite a group of young ladies you have there, back to state after finishing with a trophy 2 years ago. They're back to get it again this year as a team. You got to be very proud of how this team rebounded this year, Coach.
Yeah, they just kind of picked up right where they left off at the end of 2023 and put 2024 behind them. And I was like, okay, that was the past and it wasn't the greatest experience in the world, but we're not going to focus on that anymore. And we're going to go out and work hard and we're going to do our best and we're going to have fun doing it. And that's exactly the three things that they kind of put together. And it's spelled out a lot of success for them this year.
Yeah, and I think just one final thing that I don't think people realize is, yes, that the training is very important in cross country, obviously, but I think what puts the cherry on top for a lot of these quality teams is how they support each other and how they get along and are really there, because there can be times in the season where it's just tough, right? It's just tough to get through some of those workouts.
It is kind of like Addie was saying earlier, you know, that sometimes it's not just, you know, it's not the physical part of running that's the tough part. It's the mental aspect of just making yourself go above and beyond what you think you can do. And, you know, sometimes you can't do that on your own. Sometimes you need some really good teammates to help you get to that point. And that's exactly, I mean, boys and girls, that's, you know, that's exactly what they've developed here is they, you know, they kid each other and they give each other a hard time once in a while, but at the end of the day, they're there for each other and they're going to pick each other up when things aren't going the best. And it's, you know, yeah. That's what being a good teammate is all about. And,
yep. That's why we've seen the numbers in cross country spike so much. So Saturday, Division III, what do we have schedule wise? When are the boys and girls running?
The boys will race at noon. They are the first race of the day. And then the girls race at 1:45. They are the first girls race of the day.
All right. Noon and 1:45. Awesome. Well, Coach, thank you for organizing this. Sorry we had a couple of technical glitches, but we got through most of them. So thank you for all you do for the kids. And hope you enjoy your time down in Rapids with the state tournament.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Coach Eric Olson, the Phillips girls. We'll archive those interviews at 98qcountry.com. We apologize for delving into the Mike McKay show, but we do basketball, football, baseball, and kids get a lot of a lot of time on the radio and what they're doing. So we take one chunk out of the year right here and salute our cross-country runners. We will have cross-country coverage with live cut-ins from Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday, starting at about noon and running till about 2:30. So tune into the radio at those times for live cut-ins from Wisconsin Rapids. Mike McKay is booting me out of the studio. I'm out of here. We'll archive all the cross-country stuff we did this morning at 98qcountry.com.
98Q Country.
Let it fade to black. Let me run my fingers down your back. Let's whisper, let's don't talk. Baby, leave my t-shirt in the hall. Like a needle finds a groove. Baby, we'll remember what to do to drown out every distraction. It's time we made it happen. Strip it down, strip it down. Back to you and me, like it used to be. When it was an old back road with an old school beat. Cowboy by your little bare feet. Let it out, tell me right now. Everything I need in them white cotton sheets. Dirty dance me slow in the summertime heat. Feel my belt turn loose from these old blue jeans. We both know that we lost it somehow. Let's get it found, strip it down, down. I wanna drop the cell phone now, let it shatter on the ground. They ain't holding nothing, these two hands, until they're holding you again. Oh, strip it down, back to you and me, like it used to be, when it was an old back road with an old school beat. Cowboy boots by your little bare feet, let it out. Sheets, dirty dance me slow in the summertime. Feel my belt turn loose from these old blue jeans. We both know that we lost it somehow. Let's get it found, strip it down, down, down. Strip it down, down, down.
by your little bare feet. Let it out, tell me right now, everything I need in them white cotton sheets. Dirty dance me slow in the summertime heat. Feel my belt turn loose from these old blue jeans. We both know that we lost it somehow. Let's get it found, strip it down, down, down. Strip it down, down.
AQ Country.
Hit a 4x4 by you. Well, I'ma take the high road. Maybe get stoned. Have a little too much of something terrible.
She said,
excuse me. You look like you love me.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Been black label pouring on ice. Made a honky tonk out of this living room. Yeah, swimming through her goodbye. Misery loves company. Yeah, whiskey and rain coming down, coming down. Splash of bourbon in the glass. Yeah, pouring something on. Nothing but a hangover trying to get over you. The Lord willing and the creek don't rise. I'm gonna wake up in the morning feeling brand new. Without a single cloud in the sky. Oh, but tonight it ain't the weather breaking. Yeah, whiskey and rain coming down, coming down. Splash of bourbon.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This is day 30 of the federal government shutdown. Some air traffic controllers are having to go to food banks to feed their families, and SNAP food assistance will run out of money starting on Saturday. ABC's Jay O'Brien's at the Capitol.
The White House has now announced a plan to cover paychecks for U.S. troops coming due tomorrow, but tensions still flaring on the Senate floor over that critical federal food assistance that's set to expire in just 2 days. John Thune, the top Republican in the Senate, shouting at Democrats as he blocked a bill that would fund SNAP food assistance during the shutdown. Instead, Thune calling on Democrats to vote to reopen the government.
President Trump said overnight he had reached a trade deal with China. Now the president's on his way back from his Asia trip. Drug maker Eli Lilly says its top-selling weight loss and diabetes drugs, Mounjaro and Zepbound, brought in more than $10 billion combined.